When your furnace quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win a BBB Torch Award for ethics and be recognized as Lennox's Partner of the Year in 2024. So call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, this is Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver, this rainy, very rainy Thursday morning, which in itself was a little bit unexpected. If you looked at my weather app now, a new survey from the Institute of Directors of Ireland has revealed that almost 60% of directors believe diversity, equality and inclusion quotas should not be mandatory. The overall message in the survey is that, you know, employers are in favour of these three things, D, E and I, of course, as they're known, but do differ about how it should be implemented and how important it is to the financial performance of their company. Joining me now is Caroline Spillan, who is the CEO of the Institute of Directors, to pour over the results and those wider meanings. Good morning to you, Caroline.
Good morning.
It's very nice to have you along. As we know, companies have been dealing with these issues for a long time, and there is, according to this survey at least, maybe a difference of emphasis in how we should get to a good place where we have a more fair and diverse workplace. Maybe you could just tease out what the messages are in this survey.
So I think that you're right. There is a very favourable attitude towards DE&I amongst directors and business leaders. And I think what's coming through in this survey is that they believe that you know, a policy within an organization should be representative for all, not just about filling targets. So it's about having a genuine mission for ensuring that the organization is both inclusive and representative. And so a lot of organizations have policies in place. And for those that have DE&I policies in place, they are seeing very significant benefits coming through in terms of company culture, being really positive, attracting and retaining talent, and having a very positive external reputation. So these are things that by having a policy in place and acting on that policy, businesses are seeing the benefits.
And Caroline, are you aware of many mandatory quotas that are actually in place anyway? I mean, I'm not sure, I don't have all the various legislation and laws in front of me, but do you get any sense that they're being asked to do this by a mandatory government diktat, if you want to call it that, anyway? Or is this something that they fear might come along?
Well, I think that a lot of organizations and the best ones are identifying that there are real benefits and also that it's coming from consumers, it's coming from their employees and other stakeholders, that this is what people want. They want the organization's leadership and board to reflect the diversity of the customers that they want to serve. And, you know, there, for example, there's a very good initiative called Balance for Better Business. That's a government established but business led initiative. And that has been operating on the basis of a voluntary approach to making sure that there is gender diversity at boards and senior business level. And that has been enormously successful. So getting organizations to see the benefit of having these kinds of initiatives in place is very beneficial, and I think is a very positive way to go. And certainly from feedback that we've gotten in this research that we've completed would indicate that that's the favourable pathway that directors want to see pursued.
So there's no sense in this survey that people are pushing back against the general idea. It's just more how it's implemented at a company level. Would that be fair?
That I think is a good interpretation. So people are seeing that there are benefits. It's just, let us do this in the way that we think is the best way for our organization, because we've seen that the benefits of it are very positive. And these are coming through in the ways that people are seeing this manifest in the organization, as I said, about culture, attraction, retention and external reputation being kind of some of the key areas.
Now, again, I'm trying to interpret this as best I can. So you're more of the expert because you're closer to the data you've got here, but it also seems to suggest that when people hear the words diversity, equality, inclusion, they tend to talk about gender equality in the workplace, and there has been progress made there. But from your press statement, at least, it seems to suggest less so in relation to other forms of diversity. I'm only guessing here that we're talking race, class, potentially. Is that fair that we've sort of fallen down a little bit, particularly in those other areas?
Well, I think it's about having a very broadly inclusive mindset. So organizations probably need to do more to improve their workplaces for certain groups. So people with disabilities, older people, but also people of different race, color, nationality, ethnicity and ethnic origin. And I think there was some research published earlier this week that would have indicated that as well by other organizations. So that's not unsurprising that people need to take the broadest view possible and that it's just not single strand. Because after all, organizations, when they're looking at their board composition and they're looking at particularly senior levels, they're going to hire for the best person. But if you don't have that best person within your talent pool and you're not, growing that talent, then the pipeline that you have to make those appointments is going to be very limited. So it's about having a policy that is as broad as possible so you get those different perspectives, different experiences.
And Caroline, one final one for you. And again, you'll be closer to this than me. People might say, what about directors themselves? We see a lot of white male faces staring out at us from a lot of boards in Ireland. Is there enough change at that level as well so that people are not just walk the walk, they're talking the talk, etc. Is that a fair critique?
There has been a lot of improvement. Female representation on board, there has been very good progress, particularly in listed companies, but for certain sectors and for different types of organizations, particularly private companies, probably more progress needs to be made. And one of the things we're launching today is a bursary for our Chartered Director program, which is going to be in the name of Gary Kennedy, who is a member of IOD Ireland and member of the council and a real, titan of Irish business. And we're launching a bursary in his name. And it's particularly to try and identify diverse groups who might want to have that pathway to senior leadership or into the boardroom and giving them an opportunity.
Great. Listen, I have to leave there. Caroline Spillane is the CEO of the Institute of Directors here in Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.